I find that understanding what DE&I really means is often a challenge for many organizations. So what the team is recommending is the Montgomery County Fire Rescue Service refine its vision with leaders and employees working together through facilitated, inclusive discussions to gain organizational commitment.
Welcome to Management Matters, a National Academy of Public Administration podcast where policy meets practice. I'm Brenna Isman, Director of Academy Studies, and I'm thrilled to be joining Academy Fellow Thelma Hite Harris, who is a member of the expert advisory group that guided our recently completed equity assessment for the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service. Thelma Hite Harris is the president and CEO of Hite Consulting Incorporated, a woman and minority-owned 8A certified small business that specializes in management consulting, technical assistance, and professional services. Ms. Harris is recognized for establishing new organizations, developing systems, providing professional advice and consultation, and delivering exceptional customer service. She has broad experience with the public and private sectors, including federal government, nonprofit organizations, academia, and for-profit organizations, and was elected as a fellow of the National Academy of Public Administration in 2018. Ms. Harris has served as a federal executive managing nationwide organizations within the IRS and the Department of the Treasury. Participating in the IRS modernization, Ms. Harris worked with IRS to conduct and analyze surveys, design new organizational structures, and develop relationship strategies for labor and management. Ms. Harris has also served as team lead for the EEO and diversity team, which ultimately led to the implementation of a new organization of which Ms. Harris was the first executive leader. She has also served as a project director for the Academy, working on a number of studies focused on strengthening federal human capital across federal government, as well as with Montgomery County, Maryland, in a previous engagement. We're so happy to be speaking with you today. And I was hoping, Thelma, if you could tell me a little bit about the study and how it came to be.
Sure, Brenna. Thank you very much for that very nice introduction. I'm happy to say that this study was a result of the Academy's successful response to a Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service competitive proposal process. And this resulted in the Fire and Rescue Service requesting that the Academy conduct a six-month equity assessment. So I worked with two other fellows, Michael Messiah, former Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and Anthony Griffin, former Fairfax County Executive. We made up a three-member expert advisory group, or EAG, as we're known. Our role was to advise the study team as they developed comprehensive findings and recommendations focused on the infrastructure required to apply an equity lens to things like decision-making, training necessary to change institutional culture related to DE&I, and the community engagement that is needed to inform Fire and Rescue's vision of equity and inclusion goals. We feel confident that this research and the recommendations in the report will help Montgomery County Fire and Rescue build the organizational capacity necessary to develop a strong racial equity action plan. Brenna, may I give you a little more background on Montgomery County Fire and Rescue's equity initiatives?
Please, we'd love it.
In 2019, the Montgomery County Council passed the Racial Equity and Social Justice Act. This established the Office of Racial Equity and Social Justice. The act required each executive and legislative branch department to designate an employee who would serve as the racial equity and social justice lead and develop a department racial equity and social justice action plan by 2025. And then in 2020, the county executive launched the Reimagining Public Safety Initiative, which served as the impetus for our study. And this is what ultimately led to the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service contracting with the Academy to conduct this equity assessment.
So as we're now celebrating the first anniversary of the Center for Intergovernmental Partnerships, also known as CIP, we're thrilled to be able to connect the CIP efforts with our funded study work. Both as a Montgomery County resident and as the project director for a 2019 study for the Montgomery County Council, I was hoping you could talk a little bit about the unique needs and opportunities that exist for Montgomery County and how this study can help them grow their DEI efforts.
Sure. But let me first say, Brenna, that my family chose to move to Montgomery County on a couple of different occasions. The first time was when my son was entering high school in 1994 and we were relocating from Georgia. I researched school systems and communities in the DC metro area with a particular focus on Maryland. And Montgomery County by far was our first choice because of its excellent school system and the county's diversity of cultures, races, incomes, and the like. My husband and I then left Montgomery County when my son graduated from college, and we returned again some years later as empty nesters, choosing Montgomery County once again for many of the same reasons I stated earlier. So I was really thrilled to have the opportunity to look deeper into Montgomery County programs as a result of working with the Academy on these two projects. Anyway, to answer your question, Montgomery County is located in central Maryland. It's directly northeast of the District of Columbia. It's home to approximately 1,062,000 residents, and it's the largest county in the state of Maryland. It's also the 44th most populous county in the United States. And since 1990, Montgomery County has experienced a 40% population increase, and that continues today. Montgomery County is home to some of the most diverse towns in the country, and it is the most diverse county in the state of Maryland. The county became a minority-majority county around 2010. The challenge of managing this urban-rural divide is not unique to Montgomery County, but as the most diverse county in the state, it has experienced a greater degree of urgency to address the delivery of fire and rescue services in a fair and equitable manner. As I mentioned previously, Montgomery County's Racial Equity and Social Justice Act requires county departments and agencies to create racial equity and social justice action plans by the year 2025. Now, this requirement has led county departments and agencies to seek DE&I best practice research. The Office of Racial Equity and Social Justice identified the Government Alliance on Race and Equity's approach, their research and toolkits, as vital to improving its DE&I initiative. So the study team also used this framework to organize the analysis, as well as guidance from the International Association of Fire Chiefs, to inform its best practices research and frame all the findings and recommendations for the county fire and rescue service.
Well, let me just say, Thelma, we were thrilled to be able to have you as part of the EAG, not only for your experience in this field, for your experience with Montgomery County, the project director on that previous work that we mentioned, but also to be able to hear from you and the customer experience as a resident of Montgomery County. I think maybe they should hire you as an ambassador. So it was also really helpful to hear about the framework that the team used and the ways that they went about developing their findings and recommendations. Would love to hear a little bit more about how those were organized, and maybe could you highlight a few that you think would really resonate with our listeners?
Sure, I'd love to. I think the way the team organized these recommendations really make a lot of sense. So what they did was the recommendations are organized into seven theme areas that broadly align with frameworks for DE&I developed by GAIR. That was the Government Alliance on Race and Equity organization I mentioned earlier, and the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Each theme area includes at least one recommendation, and each recommendation is organized into two groups. First, building the foundation, really kind of setting the stage. And second, sustaining the momentum that leads to continuity of effort. So the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service should be able to implement the recommendations under this first area, building the foundation, in about 18 months. And these recommendations build the organizational capacity required for changing organizational and employee perceptions of DE&I. Then recommendations under sustaining the momentum can be implemented in about 18 months or so as well. And they sustain the momentum created by implementing the foundational recommendations. This approach is especially important as senior leaders leave key positions either by promotion or retirement. Regardless of the nature of the work of the organization, as we all know, change starts at the top. In order to ensure DE&I remains a priority, as leaders are promoted or rotate out of fire and rescue, The report recommended the county council and executive develop a candidate profile to include key characteristics and attributes of the new fire chief, with a particular focus on commitment to DE&I as an effort to build the foundation. And then to sustain the momentum, the county council and executive must hold the new fire chief and the core leadership team accountable through hearings, performance measures for actions, progress, and accomplishments, with the goal of making the department more diverse, equitable, and inclusive. Now, another key recommendation was for Montgomery County Fire and Rescue to secure a funding commitment and provide the necessary resource for a new DE&I officer. This is absolutely critical. To be successful, the DE&I officer must be empowered to lead DE&I efforts and question organizational norms for possible inequities. Firefighters and employees should recognize the DE&I officer as a senior leader with the authority to act on behalf of the fire chief. The DE&I officer should champion the development of the racial equity plan and its implementation. Of course, tracking progress and continuing the comprehensive review of priorities and initiatives are going to help sustain the momentum. And then, Brenna, a third recommendation I'd like to highlight would be that Montgomery Fire and Rescue Service work with the county's Office of Racial Equity and Social Justice to define and share what racial equity, diversity, and inclusion really means to the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service, including developing a shared set of definitions. I find that understanding what DE&I really means is often a challenge for many organizations. So what the team is recommending is the Montgomery County Fire Rescue Service refine its vision with leaders and employees working together through facilitated, inclusive discussions to gain organizational commitment. The framework should acknowledge the historical role government has played in maintaining inequities and that implicit and explicit biases are realities. This effort to build consensus and agreement of the definitions is a key step for every organization, regardless of its mission.
Thanks for going through these. And I really appreciate that all of these recommendations have both the component of how do you build that organizational capacity as well as sustaining momentum. So it's clearly looking at the now and as well as in the future. So really appreciate that. One of the other things I wanted to follow up on is the county perspective of this work. We mentioned the previous work with Montgomery County. As many of our listeners know, the majority of the work we do is in the federal space. So this was a little bit of a departure from a lot of our study work, and specifically this notion that Montgomery County Fire and Rescue departments rely really heavily on volunteers, and certainly much more so than we see in federal agency initiatives. So I was hoping you might be able to talk a little bit about how this was addressed in the study.
Yes, absolutely, Brenna. Changing the culture at Montgomery County Fire Rescue is going to take time, as it does with all organizations. But in this case, Montgomery County Fire Rescue Service faces a unique challenge because it is a combination career volunteer department. This challenge is unique in three respects. First, the fire chief has to work with local fire and rescue department chiefs who themselves maintain some autonomy at their station. Second, changes to policy and procedures require the fire chief to work with the International Association of Firefighters, or Local 1664, and the Montgomery County Volunteer Fire Association, both of which operate under agreements with Montgomery County. Then third, any changes to policy and procedure require approval by the Fire and Emergency Services Commission, which holds considerable power as it reviews and approves any shifts in departmental policy. So you can see it can get very complicated. But the volunteer component also serves as an opportunity. We recommend in our report that Montgomery County Fire Rescue Service should leverage the voluntary officer training program as a starting place for an expanded management and leadership academy. In other words, they don't really have to start from scratch.
So it sounds like there's a more complex set of challenges, but also some different and unique opportunities to address some of the management and leadership development issues in a different way. And as you said, to leverage that volunteer officer training is a great one. All the Academy work, I think in some ways we said this report was somewhat unique, but one of the consistent themes through all of our work is that it attempts to instill elements of accountability into their reports. And I was hoping, again, if you could expand a little bit on the importance of accountability for Montgomery County Fire and Rescue and how they can achieve this as they pursue their DEI vision.
Sure. Again, accountability for DE&I is absolutely critical. And in this case, fire stations have considerable autonomy from the chief in headquarters. So to address this, we recommend a formalized station-level officer development program to ensure station-level officers have the skills and abilities to manage their workforce. This will require an emphasis on leading diversity, creating inclusive environments, and giving supervisors the tools to hold individuals accountable. Providing these individuals who are expert in fire and rescue with these critical management skills and competencies is an important step in ensuring long-term success and progress towards a more equitable fire service.
Yeah, for sure. Giving folks those tools is a critical element in the accountability. And I think being at these technical experts in fire and rescue, it's a great opportunity to give them those management skills as well and help them with that. As we see in all of the work we've done focusing on DEI, recruiting is an important element of the diversity strategy. How did this report address this? Are there differences you see when working with a local government like Montgomery County versus some of the other we've done that look more in the federal space?
Yes, sure. And again, recruitment is another important element of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So currently, the recruitment strategy at the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service has been focused more on quantity, or in other words, the more the merrier. But as GARE, the Government Alliance and Racial Equity Group I mentioned before, points out, if you want diversity, you need to create strategies to attract diverse groups in the community. We recommended that the Montgomery County Fire Rescue Service take that to heart and create a recruitment strategy that prioritizes recruitment for local and diverse talent. In this example, the proximity to the county residents and local organizations makes this effort a little bit clearer and easier to make those connections. So that's why I believe that in some respects, recruiting can be a little easier in a county versus, say, the federal government that has often a nationwide population for candidate pools.
It would seem that it would be much easier to connect with the public or the customer, so to speak, at the county level. So that's really interesting. Well, as we wind down our discussion today, I just want to know if there's anything about this work that you wanted to add. Was there a question you hoped I'd ask or something else that you'd like to focus on as we finish up our conversation today?
Sure. I think, Brenda, you asked all the right questions. And I hope I've been able to give pretty good answers. There's so much more, of course, in the report. But hopefully we've summarized those critical points from the study. First, I really want to thank the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service for their cooperation with this study. We were able to do lots of interviews and the research. If we had questions, they were answered and so forth. Secondly, I want to give a special thank you to the incredible study team led by Adam Darr for their thorough research and insightful recommendations. And last but not least, I want to thank my colleagues on the EAG, Michael Messiah and Anthony Griffin, as well as the Academy organization for sponsoring this study, which I think is absolutely critical. And I very much enjoyed working on it. Then, of course, Brenda, I want to thank you for allowing me to talk about this study with you today. I'm really hopeful that our recommendations will support the county's efforts to fully implement the Racial Equity and Social Justice Act and enable the Fire and Rescue Service to deliver even more effective service to county residents and contribute to keeping Montgomery County one of the best places to live in Maryland, or at least that's my point of view. Thank you, Brenna.
And thank you, Thelma. I'm so glad we were able to talk about the report today. I would certainly echo the appreciation for Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service, the other EAG members as well, and of course, the study team. It was really a phenomenal project. I also want to thank you for everything you do to support the Academy and help us deliver important, impactful reports. And again, just appreciate your taking the time today. For more information about this study, for sure, I hope folks will take a look at it, as well as other Academy studies, please visit www.napawash.org. For our listeners, check back every Monday for a new podcast from the Academy as we work to support a just, fair, and inclusive government that strengthens communities and protects democracy. And as always, thank you for listening.